blackbird has spoken, like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing, fresh from the world.
The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. And welcome to today's service on Sunday the 17th of January 2021. My name is Stephen Dove and I'm lay pioneer for the Ely team, and it's my pleasure to be guiding us through our service this morning. So, hello and thank you for joining me. Wherever you are right now, however you are feeling about the week that has just gone, and whatever your feelings are about the week that is to come, may this be a moment of calm, an opportunity to stop and take a breath, to engage with some of some scripture, some readings from the Bible, to sing, to listen to music, and just to reflect on your journey of faith. And in that mind, we say this opening prayer together. Loving God, we have come to worship you. Help us to pray to you in faith, to sing your praise with gratitude, and to listen to your word with eagerness. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And so we're going to begin by singing. And this is a beautiful song. Come, now is the time to worship.
Thank you.
Last week, Graham shared with us about the first part of the Church of England's new vision for this next decade. So Graham shared about us being Christ-centred, about having Christ Jesus at the centre of our lives. And in a minute, we're going to hear from Chris, who's going to follow that up with the next part of that, which is to be Jesus-shaped. But first, I'm going to hand over to Piers and Katie, who are going to give us our readings today.
The readings today are from Second Letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 17 to 18, and then from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 18. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being in one spirit and one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others.
In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, to will and act in order to fulfil his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labour in vain. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me.
Hello, everyone. Hopefully by now we're all getting used to describing the mission of St Mary's Church as sharing God's love with every home in Ely. It's quite a simple thing to remember, but it becomes profound when we ask each of our groups to think about how they're playing their specific part in that mission. So, for example, the mission team that concentrates on parents and toddlers has a very specific role to support those families and introduce them to the love of Jesus. Or our Thursday morning team in normal times has a very specific goal of providing a safe and caring space, an oasis for anyone who happens to be in town on market day, along with, of course, an invitation to join in with the communion service beforehand. And so we could go on with each of the 38 groups that are associated with St Mary's Church. But of course, sharing God's love with everyone is only possible if we've received some of that love to share in the first place. And that is what our message is about last week and this week. Last Sunday, Graham looked at what it meant to be Christ-centred, helping us understand that if our lives are centred on Christ, we will naturally begin to become Jesus-shaped. And if Jesus is love and we are Jesus-shaped, we will naturally be ready to share God's love with those around us. In fact, we won't be able to help it. Spending time with Jesus is dangerous for us because we can't help but be transformed in that way. This is the heart of our vision, to become a Christ-centered church. And it flows directly from those words of Paul to the church in Corinth that we read earlier, that if we are in Christ, there is a new creation. There are multiple pictures in the Bible about this. We read in Revelation last week, in fact, that we can be like a tree planted next to the river, be refreshed by the water, God's life-giving water. Jesus compares us to a branch grafted onto the vine. If the connection is good, the sap will flow from the vine and we'll be inspired and energised by God. And we can be adopted into Jesus' family and start to share his family values as we sit on his knee as a child. And that means we become Jesus-shaped. There is a deep thirst in the church for spiritual renewal, for refreshment, to be equipped to address the great questions of the age. But as John observes in Revelation, that won't happen if we have abandoned the passionate love we had for Jesus in the beginning. We need to return to Jesus to be restored, renewed, healed, and filled. To centre our life on Christ, maybe for the first time or maybe once again, is the key to our renewal as individuals, as families, and as a church. Through Christ, we're drawn into the mystery of God. Christ is the one who introduces us to our Heavenly Father and fills us with his life-giving Holy Spirit. The touch paper of our lives is lit by becoming close to Christ. Through Christ, creation and recreation are possible. Through Christ, together, we can be shaped to become the church God intended us to be. Through Christ's Spirit, we can bear fruit in our community and our nation, a harvest of justice, a harvest of new disciples, and a harvest of a Christ-like character. Last week, Graham described how he regularly spends time with Jesus and the changes that have come about in his way of life as a result. So if you haven't heard last week's sermon yet, I'd encourage you to do so. But ultimately, this is not really anything new. It's not rocket science, as they say, but it's something we need to come back to in our lives regularly. It's about daily, constantly even, spending time at the feet of God's Son, Jesus Christ, the preacher and healer from Nazareth, the man who shared our life on earth, lived a life like ours, taught and healed and showed us what our humanity could be. Finally, who died upon the cross for our salvation and whom God raised to life. It's about a daily prayer time so God can soften our hearts. A daily Bible reading time so God can transform our minds. It's about a daily surrendering to Christ so our bodies do his bidding. And if we do this, we will be transformed. If we invest in being with Jesus, the return on investment is that we become more like him, And what a wonderful thing that is. Mark describes how Jesus appointed the 12 who he wanted to be continually at his side so that he could send them out to preach. Jesus was intentional about spending time with his disciples, not just for their benefit, but for the benefit of the world. And so it is with us. Coming together to spend time with Jesus is not just for our own benefit, but so that Jesus can send us out, fully equipped and filled, to share his love with every household in Ely and in the surrounding villages. Our Corinthians reading puts it like this. Now, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Behold, everything is fresh and new. And God has made all things new and reconciled us to himself and given us the ministry of reconciling others to God. Yes, spending time with Jesus reconciles us to God, and in turn we can offer that reconciliation with God to those around us. We can share the good news of Jesus with anyone we come into contact with. We become Jesus' witnesses and ambassadors in the world. So our mission, to share God's love with every home in Ely, to play our part in reconciling every person in Ely with Jesus, feels like quite a big ask. But with Jesus, it is possible. And if we break it down, our own part in this doesn't look so overwhelming. One obvious place is St Mary's School. Another place is the area served by Christchurch. Another is the new development in the northeast of Ely near Queen Adelaide. Another is the number of parents and toddlers we're in touch with. Another is the more traditional community in central Ely, whom the Thursday Market Day community and the 8:30 congregation might be great places to discover faith. Another is the shopkeepers we're meeting day by day. Another is our next door neighbour, for whom our friendship might be a window to God. And both in normal times and during this lockdown, we are seeing this happen all of the time. And as we are close to Jesus and see things through Jesus' eyes, we get to appreciate the different cultures and contexts in which our neighbours live today and can engage with even those who look a little different to us. At St Mary's, we're particularly careful that no one feels excluded. Whoever you are, wherever you are from, you are welcome here. Reflecting the great biblical vision where every tribe and tongue and people and nation are gathered together. So don't delay, just put some time in your lives. 10 minutes a day is a start to dedicate to God. If you need some company, join our 8:15 WhatsApp prayer group each morning, or join a home group, which are online for the moment. Make sure you have a Bible. Make sure it's where you will pick it up every day. Light a candle once a day for a few minutes and pray. It doesn't matter what you do, just let God into your life and pray to be changed. To help us understand what becoming like Jesus means during Lent on Sundays and in our home groups, we'll be looking at the life and character of Jesus, looking at the model for this Jesus-shaped life. So our first priority is to be a people of prayer, rooted in the revelation of God's love for us in Jesus Christ, the one who died for us and rose again, and who pours his spirit into our hearts for our renewal and for the renewal of the earth. We will have love to give when we've been given love by Christ, when we are Christ-centered. But then, wow, we can share God's love with every home in Ely because we become Jesus-shaped. Our Philippians passage reads, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above ourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others." O Holy Spirit, make that so with us. Come, Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, like Mary, let's take time and space and courage to rest. Help us to listen, to be with Jesus, to capture his fresh vision, to gaze upon his face. Amen. A few days ago, I was running down by the river, thinking about what I wanted to say this morning. And this tune came into my headphones. It's called Changed by Jeffrey Golden. And it sums up exactly what I think God wants to say to us this morning. Can I invite you to use it for a few minutes as a prayer for you this morning? Amen.
Feels like I've been down to the river. You washed away all my shame. No longer bound because I'm forgiven, yeah. I've been made free from sin's guilty stain. You gave your life for me that I might be saved. You changed my destiny with the awesome price you paid. Now I can say, old things are passed away, all things are new,
not the same.
Yes, I've been changed.
Yes, I've been changed.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
I found my life in you.
All things are new.
Yes, I've been changed.
Yes, I've been changed.
Yeah.
Changed.
Mind's renewed, no longer a sinner. No greater love have I ever known. No. And now I've got power to walk like a winner. Oh, though I may fail, still calls me his own. Oh, you gave your life for me that I might be saved. Yeah, you changed my destiny with the awesome price you paid. Now I can say,
all things are passed away.
All things
are new. I'm not the same.
Yes, I've been changed.
Yes, I've been changed.
Yeah.
As we continue to reflect on what Chris has shared with us, we now come to the song, The Power of Your Love, which has these opening words, Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed. As we sing those words, or as we listen to those words, may that be our personal prayer to God today.
Lord, I come to you, let my unfolds in my life, in living every day. In the power of your love, hold me close, let your love surround.
Now it's over to Peter, who is going to lead us in our prayers today.
Now is the time of God's favour. Now is the day of salvation. Father God, we thank you that you love us as your very own children, that you favour us and set us free through salvation and through the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and that you make us more Jesus-shaped. Lord, we know that we are a work in progress. Thank you for all that you have already done in our lives, for your love and forgiveness, for your direction and guiding hand, for your healing and restoration, and for your rich provision. Lord, we ask you to help us to grow further with you, to take the next couple of steps in our faith and journey with you, to move deeper, to come into the heart of worship, to take a step of faith, to be bold, to let go and let God. Lord, however we might express it, we want to become more like Jesus. Would you take us by your hand, please, Lord, and lead us on with you. Amen. Father God, we cry out to you in lament in the midst of this pandemic. Help us to see a way through beyond this into a different place. Lord, we hold on to you as the anchor of our soul. We pray for everyone working at the front line in overstretched hospitals, and thank you for their dedication. Lord, please protect the well-being of our nurses and doctors and all other care workers who are given so much at such cost at this time. Amen. Lord, we pray for all those that we love and that we have a concern for at this time, for those juggling home and work in life, for those whose livelihood has been devastated, for those who are grieving, for those under huge stress, anxiety, or feeling overwhelmed. God of grace and compassion, healing and hope, meet the needs of those we lift before you, we pray. Amen. We lift our eyes up to the hills. Where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The Lord watches over us. He is our shade from the midday sun. He who watches over us does not slumber or sleep. Lord, in your mercy and in your love and in your compassion, hear all our prayers. Amen.
We conclude our prayers by saying the Lord's Prayer together. And it may be a new year, but I've still returned to one of my favourite versions of this prayer from the New Zealand Anglican Prayer Book. Please join with me in praying this. Loving God, in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echo through the universe. The way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world. Your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now it is time for our closing worship. So please do sing, let the words wash over you, or just listen to the music.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and long for to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
There's nothing tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence.
And so, our final prayer. in darkness and in light, in trouble and in joy. Help us, Heavenly Father, to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and to praise your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining me today. It's been really comforting to know that while I've been here, you have been there on your sofa, at your kitchen table, wherever you have chosen to join us from. We know that we are in a lockdown and that that brings a whole new range of pressures and isn't easy. And so if there is anything that you need at any point, please do get in touch with us. A first point of call can be our office email, which is office@stmarysely.org. Do drop them an email and they will help find the right person to get back to you. We are here for you during this time. Please do not suffer in silence or think that you are too strong to need any help. Please do just get in touch and we will see what we can do. Please do join us again next week as we are about to start a new series working through the book of 1 Corinthians together. So please do join us as we go on that journey together, exploring the themes of that letter. But for now, all it leaves me to say is to go in peace, to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful week. I've been Stephen. You have been fabulous. See you soon. Bye.